y'all have to have the ER guys? Given directives to the ER doctors?
Yeah, just reviewing the charts and telling them what.
Kind of like a recommended protocol and stuff like that. That's good, right?
Yeah, it's just, they all say the same thing. Oh, yeah, sure, but when it comes right down to it, they don't. So, it's just hard when you're working and people get on your nerves and you want to get them out of here.
Yeah, how busy are they over there? How many patients do you see a day?
Yeah, about 20, 30 people on a busy day.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not.
Better than one or two, like maybe all they were doing at the other place.
Yeah. So he wants a copy of his chart review, so I'm going to send that to him.
Okay. Just your documentation?
Make sure that's his before I send it. Yeah, that's him.
So he covers what, Dr. McQuarrie's hospitals too? I guess he still works with him.
They won't?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I just need the charts of docs that work here.
Yeah. See, you know, McQuarrie's got a hospital, some sort of hospital, and not much of a hospital, I guess. I don't know. The emergency hospital there at the Oaks is a pretty decent hospital. They had about 8-10 beds, maybe. They had a COVID unit. Mm-hmm. And they did additional procedures, heart casts and stuff like that, non-urgent patients and things like that. I had a patient that, what's the guy's name? He's an electrophysiologist. He comes around. His wife was an administrator at the hospital or something like that. What's his name? I had him. I met him up. But,
you know, cardiologist, right?
Yeah, but he does electrophysiology. He does it for conversions and stuff.
I know what
you're talking about. Dr. D came to Porter one time and introduced me to him and everything. I heard his wife was administrator.
Thank you.
But he's, you know, seemed like a decent guy. But I had a patient that was in all kind of bizarre things and chest pain and everything. So I didn't do that.
Yeah, I don't think it's really done, but.
Yeah, but he did a procedure on him. He did it there at the Oak, and I got to see it. I went in there because this guy was following this guy. He had a whole lot of all these various complaints.
Mansell,
that's him, right? Yeah. They were shocking. He went in atrial fibrillation. He didn't have atrial fibrillation before, right? And so he kind of zapped the area and came out of it. But he was... It was worse off after the procedure. They were curious to win an atrial fibrillation. I don't think they ever told him that. But he came, you know, came out and all that and everything. He didn't have any attention to it. But,
wow.
But he's, you know, Mansell, you know, he was kind of doing his stuff and everything. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I mean, that's pretty, they have to have some pretty high tech equipment to do all that. And,
yeah, I know, it's pretty wild.
Not true.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they're going to do that. I'm trying to change the view on this.
You don't, well, you don't have too much contact with the team that they do down in Humble or anything else and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about Jeff? Have you ever heard anything more about him coming back?
No, I saw him at the grocery store the other day. He was looking kind of spiffy, had long hair, was all dressed up. But
Jeff was? Okay. Was grocery store out in Conroe or something?
No, this one right here.
Oh, you saw him here? Okay, well, did he still see some people in the hospital?
I just said hospital.
Yeah, okay.
He's a nice guy, I like him.
Yeah, he's a real nice
what
guy.
What happened with the case, with the...
On the suit? Mm-hmm. With all this other stuff that's going on, I haven't even looked on my email, so the lawyers are really good. I They may have dropped it, or they would have. They probably sent me some emails. I just need to look and see. Nobody's called me or anything like that. And I think, they had it well covered. I don't know what else they can do. They were saying we're going to go to court if necessary and all that. You just think about it. They could sue and get money for. And the fact that someone died, though, like you say, that's a big thing, right?
Yeah, when somebody dies, money changes hands.
Hopefully, that's kind of become minor with everything else going on in time and survive everything else. But
hopefully, that won't be anything to worry about.
Yeah. She sounded a little bit calmer. She sent me a message before her today. I don't know what she's going to say, but she's still talking about not having a lawyer, trying to settle up and leave him in pretty soon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I guess with everything considered, that would be the best thing. I don't know.
Yeah.